The coronavirus pandemic has a lot of us doing a lot more cooking, but maybe you, like me, feel like you're making the same recipes over and over. And maybe it's time to move to level two, which is why we are bringing in Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst with some ideas. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Jeremy.
And I must say, it is kind of hard to come up with ways to make what you're cooking more interesting after all these weeks.
Yeah, I mean, we're a few months into this, and I keep hearing from people that, just as you said, their kitchen skills are truly being tested, and people are sort of craving new flavors. We're into a new season. It's, you know, we're having warmer days and cold nights on the East Coast still. The West Coast is in a heat wave. So what do you cook? How do you brighten the flavors of your everyday cooking without spending a lot more time at the grocery store, which is problematic, and without spending a lot of money, which is also problematic as so many people are out of work? So I've heard from all kinds of people saying, I'm so bored, I'm going nuts with my food. Help. So that's what we're going to talk about.
Well, and you have a suggestion for a simple pasta dish using lemon.
I do. So it's called spaghetti al limone, which is a lot sexier than saying spaghetti with lemon. This is an Italian dish, and it's the sophistication of the dish kind of belies its simple ingredients. It is pantry cooking at its best. You boil a pot of salted water, and you throw in some spaghetti and linguine. And then in a large skillet, you saute some garlic, lemon zest and lemon juice. And then this is really the catch. You add some of the salted pasta water that you're cooking the pasta in, and that becomes the basis of the sauce. You drain your pasta while it's still al dente, throw it into this lemony, watery, delicious sauce, some grated Parmesan, and you have got an incredibly bright spring fresh flavored pasta dish that really uses four ingredients. So here, lemon, a very common ingredient, brightens up pasta, which a lot of people are living on and sick of. So this gives it kind of a new seasonal twist.
I have to say that one of the things at the supermarket that I've been buying so much of are lemons and limes, and getting through a lot of them, although not all with pasta, Kathy. Sometimes it is for a gin and tonic. But let's talk about another.
I kind of had a feeling you were going to go there.
Well, let's talk about another recipe you've brought us, which is a soup, a spring green soup.
Yeah, we're kind of in this segue season here in New England. As I said, it's still really cold at night. I've been making a lot of soups. One I call a spring green soup. And this uses fresh, or you might not believe it, frozen greens. That we're starting to see asparagus and spring beet greens and mustard greens and spinach. And this is a soup where you saute an onion, maybe you have a shallot or a leek, and then you throw in spinach, beet greens, kale, Swiss chard, asparagus, whatever you have. And again, it could be a box of frozen spinach. No judgment, it'll be great. I add a little bit of a potato. I have some celery root around, which is also called celeriac. I add some vegetarian or chicken stock, whirl it up, and it's this instant green soup that is very energized and, again, fresh tasting and feels like not a winter soup, but really like an honor to this new season. A little dollop of Greek yogurt on top and you're there.
You mentioned frozen vegetables. I must say that they're not in high supply at my local supermarket. But let's talk about your next soup, which is a spring miso broth with greens and ginger meatballs. Again, we've been hearing that meat is not always easy to come by. What would you suggest?
Exactly. If you don't have access to good meat, you could certainly add tofu. But in this case, I take a box chicken stock or a vegetarian stock. I add ginger and garlic and miso paste, let it get kind of thick, a little soy sauce, sesame oil. And then again, I throw in spring greens and bits of asparagus. And I make these little tiny bite-sized meatballs out of ground meat and or pork, flavored with a ton of fresh ginger. And the meatballs are brown, so they're crunchy on the outside, and then they're simmered in this broth. And then you can add ramen noodles or udon noodles, and it's really a very hearty, delicious soup in one bowl, and full of fresh spring flavors, and kind of takes soup into a new realm with these tiny meatballs. I am a big fan of this soup.
All right. Well, we're going to post all of these at hereandnow.org. Kathy, I will say that we've been coming up with a menu every day to try to keep things interesting. Although every Friday is Pizza Friday, and I have made your clam pizza, which is absolutely delicious as well.
Nice.
And every Tuesday now is Martes Mexicano, so we can make something Mexican on Tuesday. That's today. Kathy Gunst, Here and Now resident chef. Again, we've got all these recipes at hereandnow.org. Kathy, thanks as always.
Great to talk to you. Take care.
Tanya, you making anything good in the kitchen?
Oh my gosh, she just helped me out so much because I'm so boring when it comes to pasta. So I'm taking her recipe for sure with lemon.
Spaghetti al limone. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Tanya Mosley. This is Here and Now.